Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I give and I give and I give. And so that's fine. I won't give you guys any more thigh pictures today. I won't be that giving of my jort-related content here on Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Damn, you're probably right. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Aguimacayan. Yeah, I guess no one really asked for me to show everyone a picture of my jorts today, but it felt right. Like, this is what happens as we are presented by Progressive Insurance, as guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline, is I am out doing our show from Arizona right now. I'm getting a taste of how you guys live on the left coast. And man, life when you don't have to wear pants still has some compelling options, because jean shorts are something that I feel like more of us, as we walk back out into a fully vaccinated summer, need to explore as an option.
Yeah, I've sort of had the same trajectory, Junior, because, like, you know, working and working out and just moving around a lot, going from studio to the gym and all that type of stuff, I've just started wearing spandex. Like, I've devolved from, like, leggings to, like, spandex and a big hoodie. And so that's my new style, so I sort of am on the same page as you.
Janae, I feel like
go spandex. Don't.
Are you, see, this is the last frontier for me, as I feel like I can be the guy to start to bring that into the fold fellas here, because I see the bike shorts that the ladies wear. I don't necessarily want to go with that. I want the long leggings. You know what I'm saying?
No. See, I would not know you. If I saw you in public, I would not know who you were.
Just like a long t-shirt, nothing but legs leaking out of there in those tights, man.
Risky business, sir. That's very risky business.
Exactly. Like I say, risky business across the board here. Now, unfortunately, we were hoping to connect with Skylar Diggins, WNBA star, former Notre Dame Fighting Irish legend. But, this happens in the seasons. Practice running long. People got things to do and get ready for as the WNBA season gets set to tip off. So, unfortunately, we will not get to catch up with Skylar Diggins. Hopefully, we can catch up with her down the line. I know we were excited to talk about her, Janae, and get some more Notre Dame people out here, since you tend to outnumber me with Stanford folks that you bring around here.
Yeah, but she'd be totally on my side. I know you guys are both Fighting Irish, but she's like my sister. Like, I've known her since I was 10 years old. Like, what? And so, yeah. And by the way, she just made the Slam cover with my sister. I don't know if you saw that as well.
Oh, my God. Stars out here shining right now. South Bend's very own daughter of the city. So, I can say she is a local. She is from there.
I know.
So, listen, can't fight it.
Almost
only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, though, Janae. And so, unfortunately, we will look forward to that down the line. You'll get to see plenty of Skylar Diggins, Neka Agumake, Janae Agumake, as the WNBA season gets ready to tip off. You'll also get to see their voices, their words, and really this league's impact on so much of this last year in 144, the documentary film with ESPN Films that's coming out tomorrow. So excited about all of that, Janae. And we were excited here on Janae and Golic Jr., to get to look at LeBron James leading the Lakers against the Houston Rockets tonight. No LeBron James in the lineup reported by LeBron James himself on his Twitter account. And as we found out, courtesy of our ESPN NBA insider Dave McMenamin about 40 minutes ago, Anthony Davis, with that groin tightness that he talked about after their win against the Knicks last night, now going to be sitting this out. So, Janae, we know this is done in an interest of health and safety, but from what we've already seen, Anthony Davis going to get a rest. They've got a day off after this. I want to even go all the way back and include this Knicks win from last night. What have you learned about this Lakers team down the stretch of the season as Anthony Davis has come back that might be able to buoy them and that might give them the confidence to sit their two stars knowing what's at stake in the last three games?
Did you peep that both of them, 40-29, the Dallas Mavericks at 6, and 39-30 with the Lakers at 7?
Yep.
This is interesting. But regardless of who makes a play-in and who doesn't, I think what I saw from last night in the Lakers is just they have the highest probably ceiling for success in the West if everyone is healthy. And that's because LeBron James is still LeBron James and Anthony Davis is a freakazoid. He is one of those talented players that, and we've seen on multiple occasions, when he wants to go off and he's playing at a high level, nobody can stop him. Knocking down fadeaway threes. I told people that he was a point guard, and then he grew like 2 feet, and then all of a sudden was at Kentucky as a center and could shoot. And by the way, Junior, I don't know if you remember that Kentucky squad, which was wild, but like we didn't even get to see him shoot really in Kentucky. He was just dominating the paint, and then he comes to the league and it's like, oh gosh, he got like that nice finesse game.
That's the best part about those Kentucky squads, Janae, is we get all these future lottery picks that come and play the system, and they work well with Coach Cal, and they know they got to get one ball to all of these blue chip prospects, and then they go to the NBA, and we're like,
whoa.
Why didn't they just do that?
Right, because they had other people doing other things. And so it's crazy to the rich, the spoils. But yeah, you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, that tandem, there's no better in the West just because of what that physically means and also skill-wise means. Now, overall, you know, I love the Knicks and I think that they're going to do great things. But the reality is this team is in a different place when their stars are out there. And when the stars of the Knicks are out there, they're in a different place compared to the other teams in the East. And so it's already a win for the Knicks. It's good that the Lakers are resting their stars in advance of their, you know, banner being unfolded. Is it Saturday? I believe it's Saturday when LeBron James hopefully comes back, right?
No, I think they're doing the banner tonight. LeBron, or it is coming. No, it is coming Saturday. LeBron James said he would be in the house when they raise the banner up. So you're right on that.
This is a king that just knows timing. Come on now. And also a team that's coming off a win that also has players that would love to have a game where they can get 20 shots up. So, like, this is a great scenario for them to rest bodies, especially if, you know, Anthony Davis, you don't want those lingering things affecting him later on when it comes to his groin. And so, I mean, I think the Lakers likely are going to win tonight. And the prospects of them, you know, doing well in the play-in is going to get better because LeBron James will be back. Now, their pathway might be more difficult, but it's still doable. And I think that's all that matters to those two stars.
Chenan Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. So you're right, that's more doable to them. And where it puts them, because you mentioned the standings, and we know right below them as the Lakers sit at the 7th seed are the Golden State Warriors. And we cannot say loud enough, because I know a lot of people have missed out on this, the NBA play-in tournament is 7-8, winner goes on. And then the loser of that game plays the winner of 9-10. So no matter who loses, they've got an opportunity to still advance in the playoffs by getting just one win, as opposed to the 9 or 10 seed that's going to have to notch 2 to get into the big dance. And Shanae, this Golden State team, we have seen and we have heard a confident group knowing what Steph Curry's been doing. And that's really where all this comes from. Even Draymond is saying, we got bleeping Steph Curry. You can't compare us to any of these Warrior teams of old because we're built different with that guy in particular. So in that 7-8 matchup, Shanae, if we're looking at it right now, knowing LeBron James and Anthony Davis are prioritizing their health to get there, how much of an opportunity, how much of a shot do you give Golden State? Do you think they should be expected to win that game against a Lakers team that's limping into this?
Nope, not at all. And look, I hope Steph hears me. I hope Draymond hears me. And I hope they use this as motivation so that we get a really compelling game. And maybe we get one of the all-time great performances out of Steph that he's been just at the cusp of each and every time, each and every game this year until Steve Kerr says, no fourth quarter. But like the Lakers are just a team, and it seems like the Warriors, while they have been a team in the past, this is largely their success is largely predicated on the success of Steph Curry shooting the ball at a high and tremendous clip. I just think it's wild, Junior, as I'm looking at the standings. The Mavs have 29 losses, the Lakers have 30, the Warriors have 33. I would have never thought that the Lakers would have nearly as many losses as the Warriors and close to the Grizzlies. And so that just tells you how challenging the season has been. But man, a first round play in between LeBron and Steph, like, hello, NBA. They're probably like doing a nice little happy dance, like, oh, this is actually going to be great. Like, we struggled through the regular season, but at least it's paying off here.
Man, I can say the thing that we were banking on going into this postseason, trying to keep teams from tanking, getting more teams involved, the NBA could have never imagined that not only would they get two of the marquee teams from the last decade involved in this, but that they would both, no matter what happens in the first playing game, have an opportunity to move on. And that's the best case scenario for the NBA, is that you get Golden State and the Lakers to still prove that this is a viable television product, getting those teams to play at the beginning of the playoffs, and then allowing them to go on even further. So plenty to keep our eyes out on there. Now we're taking you up to a coverage starting at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio of the Hawks and Wizards coming up later this evening. Plenty to look forward to in that matchup, as we had a record setter. We had Russell Westbrook overtake as the all-time leader, beating out Oscar Robertson for the most triple-doubles in NBA history. That's pretty impressive. But coming up next, what if I told you there was an athlete that's about to become one of 10 to do something in their respective sport? We'll tell you who that is next here on Shanae Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Shanae Gold Jr., the podcast.
The NBA is on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as Bojan Bogdanovic, that's a fine, and the Hawks host Robin Lopez and the Wizards, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. It's Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agwumike. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Our thanks to guests that join us on the Goodyear Hotline. ESPN Radio play-by-play announcer Mark Kestisher, who's going to be on the call for Wizards Hawks that we're taking you up to starting at 6:30 Eastern, here on ESPN Radio. Kimberly A. Martin, our great ESPN NFL reporter and co-host of First Take Her Take with Charlie Arnold and our very own Chinee Agwumike. If you missed any of that, check out the podcast today. It was great stuff, great contributions from everyone involved here. And Chinee, we know this is big. We're getting closer to the weekend. Game week for you. 144, the ESPN documentary film in collaboration with the WNBA that you EVP'd, heads out tomorrow. So how are we feeling right now, champ? How are we feeling going into game weekend?
I'm tired, boss. I'm tired, boss. All my life I've had to fight. Fight for this moment, man. We finally got the moment in the sun. And I want to say, I give a big shout out to Mike Golic Jr. because I don't know if I'm going to have a voice the rest of the week. Like, been on a month stretch of trying to amplify the doc, talk about it, talk on our show, talk in practice, ball, 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 hey, go sports. I might be hitting the wall. So by the time the game comes, I'm going to be like, yes, Lord, we have made it. We have made it.
I was going to say, who'd have thought game time was going to feel like the relief in all of this? But that's the grind that Chinee's been on. We're excited to watch her head towards that finish line that really is just the start of so many great things. All of that coming up. Let's keep that same energy as we head into the rest of the week. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chinee and Golic Jr.
And Chinee, we had to go 3 for 3, 3 days of the week, 3 mentions of horse racing on Chinee and Golic Jr.
Oh my gosh.
And Preakness officials said that they are allowing Medina Spirit, the number 3 post, to enter Saturday's race. Now, subject to additional testing and monitoring, the Maryland Racing Commission and Bob Baffert also agreed to the conditions for fellow Preakness runner Concert Tour and Beautiful Gift, who are expected to run in the Black Eyed Susan Stakes on Friday. Chinee, we know this comes in the wake of Medina Spirit testing positive for a banned substance. Bob Baffert, his trainer, denying it and then being found out that he was, in fact, capping.
This is actually really fun to follow. So we just need to continue with the Medina Spirit's updates because this has been great.
We're going to keep trying to find a way to figure out, I almost said inject horse racing into this, but we don't want to inject anything
That's
else into horse
tone.
Racing.
Precisely.
We are done with performance-enhancing drugs and horses. Keeping that same energy, Chinee, thought this was a pretty incredible headline. Daniel Walcott made his debut for the Tampa Bay Lightning as a 27-year-old, which is already something rare, but he got to make it in also a group that was pretty incredible. The Panthers' victory Monday night, he did it as a part of an all-black line with his teammates Jamel Smith and Matthew Joseph, who also just happened to be good friends in here. And Chinee, we know this is something that we talk about as a rarity. In hockey, roughly 3% of NHL players are black. And so even though hockey teams have increased effort in recent years to add diversity through the sport, this is still something that we see and need to celebrate when it happens.
Oh, I just got goosebumps looking at this content here on ESPN Plus and seeing it in real time. And you know, every sport is on their own timeline trying to get up to speed to where the players are, and most importantly, where society is. And so for the NHL, I know that's a different ball game. One of the people I'm close to in the sports world is Hillary Knight, and she has been amazing, but she's always said, girl, Chinee, like, I'm fighting. And it feels like sometimes I'm fighting by myself, but I know I have my girls with me, but it just is a different battle. So to be able to see this type of history makes me really confident and excited. And hopefully it'll continue to empower others, not just, you know, obviously things when it comes to race, but also when it comes to gender.
Absolutely. Trying to break down barriers, trying to make these sports all accessible for people who want to play them. Like, that is the most base level team concept thing that we need to embrace. But we know that's a fight a lot of people work very hard for. And those are victories we need to celebrate along the way. Chinee and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're keeping that same energy. And how about this one? Let's head back to the W. Seattle Storm star and former UConn stud Breanna Stewart signs with Puma and now is set to become just the 10th player in WNBA history to have a signature shoe. Let's go.
I was Chinee so excited.
Almost took
I
out her camera,
camera
on ESPN Plus.
Let's go, Stewie! I love it! Finally! Signature shoe! We've been talking about it. And finally, it's here. Look, I know we all have our brand affiliations, but this is dope for the culture. And Stewie has won on every level. And so for all your people out there saying, oh, she about Stanford. She don't care about UConn. She never supports UConn. Well, guess what? I'm here supporting Stewie here because this is a major moment for the culture and it's normalizing what should have been happening. And I can't wait for, like, have you thought about this? Guys are going to be wearing Stewie's shoe. Like, it's a different time where that's going to be the norm. You know what I mean? She's going to have a dope shoe and guys should be able to wear it too. And so the roles have reversed and I'm very, very happy for her.
Oh, Janae, I can say this is long overdue. I mean, we've been saying for years now, the fact that Sue Bird, one of the absolute Greek gods of kicks in modern times, doesn't have a signature shoe is alarming. And so this is great to see the next generation you're a part of WNBA stars, getting this recognition. And you're right. There is only one language when it comes to sneakers. Is it hot or not? And best believe when this drops, you know someone who's going to be looking to cash in on this one and get plenty involved over on this side. But, Janae, keeping that same energy as we head towards the coverage on ESPN Radio of this game, Hawks and Wizards coming up right next after us. Russell Westbrook looking to extend the triple-double record that he now owns. This is exciting going up against a team in the Hawks that have been red-hot down the end of the season are going to be a big factor in a very tightly bunched Eastern Conference.
You're going to have to say that for the rest of his career. Extend his record with triple-doubles. Extend the record with triple-doubles. So impressive. And, you know, I just think overall, Russell Westbrook, a lot of people criticize his game, but he does show up. And that's one thing we've celebrated as he passed Oscar Robertson for this, you know, title. That's one thing we all have to appreciate. That man goes hard, hard. And he's from L.A., so, you know, that's how we do it. And I'm saying L.A. because I'm a spork, and I'm getting ready, so I'm inspired by him come Friday as well.
Ooh, I was going to say, man, that was a lot of we for someone who proudly reps Houston.
Can I rep Houston anymore?
Then, you know, that's,
the
I
food,
know, that's
the, my people, like, but yeah, we on a struggle bus out there.
You got to listen, you got to know when it's time to fold up shop.
Yep, you're right.
And I respect that about you. Chinua Achebe is not going to wait around here and be embarrassed by what teams in Houston are going out and doing right now.
Thank you.
Because she is on to bigger and better things.
Thank you.
Those things are coming up this weekend. Those things are coming up tomorrow.
We
are very excited for all of it. Make sure we will continue to pub it. Check out 144 tomorrow when it debuts. And stick around here on ESPN Radio coming up next for the call and coverage of Hawks and Wizards here next.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.